Everyone's coming in pretty quickly. Hello, everyone. Nice. Wow, everyone's so punctual on the dot. We're just going to give a couple minutes for everyone to sign on and then we'll get started.
Karen, you just let me know when you're ready. Oh, there you go.
I was like, here we go. I'm muted. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much. Welcome back to our client mastermind. I am Karen, head of delivery at Enrollment Resources. And today we have Jen Lyles. She is an award-winning marketing and communications professional with over 15 years of experience in the higher education industry. Specifically, she helps schools across the country grow their population with her millennial and Gen Z expertise. So today she's presenting on reaching Gen Z with TikTok. I'm very excited about this one. It's going to be very informative for all of us. As always, there will be a Q&A at the end. And we will be sending you a follow-up email with a recording, Jen's contact information, and any feedback and material that we have put together for you. So here we go, Jen, take it away.
Thank you for the intro. Okay, I am stoked to be talking about TikTok for several reasons, but probably because I'm such a consumer of it. I love TikTok. Before I jumped on this webinar, I was scrolling TikTok. When I get up in the morning, I scroll TikTok. It is hands down my favorite app out there. And I am so excited to be talking about it because not a lot of people are talking about it right now in higher ed. I don't know why. This is where everyone's at right now. So I'm going to jump in and share stats with you guys, some ways you can create your account as a school, things you should be posting, all the fun stuff, and then save your questions for the end. And I'm going to get to all of them, I promise you. So let me go ahead and share my screen and get into it. Guys, I have stuff here for beginners because I know there's some beginners on here, people who don't have TikTok, maybe have never even heard of it. People who still spell it wrong. I see lots of people putting C's instead of K's. Look at the screen right now. That's how you spell TikTok. And I'm going to teach you guys how to use it the right way for your school. So first of all, what is TikTok? It's a social media app and it's video only. Okay. So we all know how like Instagram is videos and photos. Facebook is for your great aunt to complain about her HOA, but TikTok is just straight up video. So people can create video, put it on here. There was 500 million in monthly active users in that first year. And by 2020, it was the most downloadable app globally. And then by here, the stat shows just 1 year ago, it grew to 1 billion. And so it's not going anywhere. It's newer, right? It hit the scene in 2018. And I think right when it came out, people were very afraid to get on it because we all know what it's like when an app comes out and then there's a lot of buzz and then it dies. And so schools were smart to be like, I'm going to wait this out and see if it does gain traction before I put all my eggs into this basket. I am telling you now, put your eggs in this basket. This is how it works. When you log on to TikTok, you have what's called an FYP. That stands for a For You page. So what the algorithm does is it quickly finds out who you are as a person. First of all, when you sign up, it does have demographics on who you are. Okay. So it knows how old you are, where you live, and really quickly with the type of content you engage with, they know where you stand politically, whether you're married, whether you're into home design. They're going to figure it out because that's the kind of content you're going to watch. Otherwise, you're going to swipe past it. And so instead of following content from creators that you know, like your friends on Instagram, your For You page is full of content from strangers. So you are just seeing content from people from all over the world that you've never met, probably will never meet, but share similar interests with you. And so maybe you align politically with them, or you're just in the same stage of life and you're on mom talk and, or you're on divorce talk, really whatever's going on in your life. And so that is what a For You page is. It's full of content that is specifically for you. A lot of things are going to be trending based on sounds, based on audio challenges, dances. And that to me is another really funny thing. I think, you know, right when TikTok hit the scene, the dances really blew up on there. That became a really big thing about TikTok. You guys, I use TikTok every day. I haven't seen a dance since 2020. And that's probably because they know I'm not interested in that because I'm in my 30s and I'm not a teenager and that wouldn't interest me. But essentially, it is not just for teenagers who want to dance. TikTok is for anyone who has anything interesting to share or who wants to be entertained. This is what it looks like. Okay, this is what your FYP looks like. Here's a screenshot. So if you where I've circled it in pink, it says For You. This is just an example of what shows up on the For You page. To the left of that, you're going to see something that says following. If I click that, I will only be shown videos of people I follow. I would say 99.9% of people don't do that. They just click, they just stay on the For You page instead. But if you do follow someone, they're going to show up on your For You anyway. People want to find new creators and new content out there. So hardly anyone watches their TikTok on the following page, which is good news for you. Which we'll get to in a minute, but that basically means if you have zero followers, you can still get millions of people to see your content. Let's go ahead and just look at some other basics. This is for people who are not on TikTok and have never heard of it. Okay. Bottom left hand, that's where you're going to see your caption. TikTok is really big on the hashtags. So you will see hashtags and choosing really good hashtags will help more people see your content. At the very bottom, you're going to see sound. So the sound that's playing in this video is very specific to his own audio. It's him talking. But a lot of times what people will do is add a trending song on TikTok, and that's what you would end up seeing in the bottom. Let's go to the right-hand side. If I click that plus button with the pink circle around it, that means I'm now following that creator, okay? So I will see his content show up more in my For You page, and I will see content like his. And so if I follow three comedians, TikTok knows she wants to follow comedians. Let me put more of that in her For You page. Underneath that, you're going to see the like. That's where you can like. And this to me, underneath that, is the biggest growing part of TikTok. It's the comment section. Comments are the new post. It is, honest to God, you don't even have to post a video. If you make really funny, relevant content, sometimes you can get just as many likes on your comment as that video gets. And so you will often hear people talk about TikTok in this way. People aren't just watching the video. They want to see people's reactions. almost instantly, as soon as I get to a video, and this is not me, this is audience as a whole. And this is, I would say, in the last few months specifically, when people get on a TikTok video, they immediately open up the comments because that video still plays in the background. And in real time, you'll be able to see how people are reacting to that video. And really, people are searching for what they're thinking in their head so that they can like that comment. Below that, you'll see the arrow, and that's just where people can share it. So if someone sees your TikTok video, they can share it via straight in someone's inbox on TikTok, or you can send it in a text message to someone. I really wanted to quickly show you guys the demographics of Facebook and Instagram, because right now, Facebook's largest demographic is that 25 to 34 year old range. If you look at users under 18, it's 3%. Not a lot of people are using Facebook like TikTok when we talk about the younger demographic. It really is becoming a platform for older people. I'm sure you've heard that. The stats back it up. I've been off. When I turned 30 years ago, I decided to get off Facebook, and I haven't been on since. I literally deleted my account. And I'm not alone in that. A lot of people, other fellow millennials, have done the same. And Gen Z doesn't want to be on there because their parents and their grandparents are on there. And so while we're looking to target, you know, our students, our leads, they're really not on Facebook as much anymore. Instagram is still a very viable place to find leads. I love putting ads on Instagram personally. So if you're under 35 years old, I mean, that's 71%. So it really is a great place to be. But the problem with Instagram I don't even want to say problem. I will say how it's different than TikTok is the content you see is based on the people you follow. TikTok is for strangers. It literally is for people to see your content when you don't even know them. Reels is like that on Instagram, but Reels is kind of cringe. I know this as a TikTok user, and you see jokes about it all the time on TikTok. If something goes viral on TikTok, it's going to go viral on Instagram like in 2 months, almost always. Sometimes a month if people are really on it, but it's always late to the game. So things that are like really funny and relevant now, it's almost a joke of like, oh my goodness, I can't wait till Instagram gets this in 2 months. It's embarrassing. And so I like Instagram, don't get me wrong, but if you want to stay relevant with Gen Z, which is the whole point of this entire presentation, you have to be quick to the game. And you do that on TikTok. That's where your demographic is. Because this right now is who's on TikTok. Under 18 is 28% of users. 18 to 29, which is Gen Z. Look at that. It grew from 35% to 48% in 1 year. Half the people on TikTok are under 30. Half. And it's crazy to me that we're so afraid to get on it. You know, it's funny, we're really great about changing up our admission strategies to reach younger people, right? Like 5 years ago, we were all like, smile and dial, smile and dial, smile and dial. And now today we're like, people will text us back. We should probably put more texting into our strategies, which, by the way, I'm very pro. So if we're willing to change that, why aren't we willing to change up our marketing strategies and where we're posting organically? TikTok, you guys, is where it's at. Specifically because it's where your demographic's at. The average user on TikTok, it opens the app 19 times a day, is on there for an hour and a half. And now Gen Z has come out and said they spend more time on TikTok than on YouTube. It's an extremely addictive app, mostly because it's entertaining and can make you escape. Kind of like TV, okay? I know, like, my generation is all about TV, right? We're all about like a Netflix binge series where we can sit on our chair, on our recliner at night for like a couple hours and be binging something. Today, what kids decide to do instead of that is sit on their phone and they binge content on TikTok just like they would on the TV. So again, there's a lot of opportunity here for TikTok. And I will tell you, TikTok is changing all the time. So it's very important you stay up to date on what's going on. For example, when it launched, TikTok had 1 minute. Now it's up to 3. And sometimes, depending on your user type and where you are, you can create content up to 10 minutes long. A year ago, the recommended time for video was 7 seconds or 28 seconds. Today, what goes viral, and I literally just pulled this stat today, it's if your video is between 55 and 65 seconds. Things change all the time. And so one of the things I do to stay up to date is I actually follow lots of people who study the algorithm. They teach me how to go viral and they tell me what's going on. There are a few users on TikTok who are doing that. And so be smart. Those are the people I follow. And that's where I got, you know, the latest on what is the recommended length today for a video or what time should you be posting? So again, if you are creating content that is very specific for your demographic, they're going to see it. And I'm going to talk with you. I'm not going to go over all this right now because I really break out all this stuff throughout the presentation. So let's just get into it. Really quick overview, 3 points about TikTok. They're not going to come here to learn about your brand. I'm going to say that again. They're not here to learn about your brand and your products. Do not take your Instagram ad and put it on TikTok. That's a big no-no. I would scroll right past that. Anyone would. You know what else someone's going to scroll right past? You having a graduate standing there, like it looks like you have a gun to her head behind the camera. And she's like, I really liked this school and I learned so much. It was so, no, get the stupid testimonials off. That is not what you want on here. This is not the place for that. Put that on your website, put it in an email. Put it in different places. It's not for TikTok. TikTok is to entertain you. You have 2 seconds at the beginning of your video to engage someone. And so I'm going to go over ways you can do that, but you're not doing it by coming off like a commercial. Commercials do not last on TikTok. The brands that are doing well today on TikTok are the people who have figured out the algorithm, that are making funny content, that are making entertaining content. And depending on what your school is, I know you guys can do this too. You just can't grab your commercial stuff and put it on TikTok. You're not going to have views. And the whole point with TikTok is to get more views. So people go to TikTok to be entertained. They go there for entertainment. And you can entertain people a variety of ways. You can entertain someone by educating them on something, right? Here are 3 things that you need to know before you blah, blah, blah. Like you can definitely come off with your content very educational, but you have to entertain and you have to be quick. It is not entertaining to listen to a graduate talk for 90 seconds about everything they loved about a program. That's not entertaining. That's not what's in it for me. This is a for you page, not a for your school page. This is all about the person. So you got to make it about them, everything you create. I want to talk about setting up your account because, okay, I guess you guys were allowed to submit questions for this. Enrollment Resources was kind enough to share some of the questions ahead of time. There were a couple specifically about this, okay? And that tells me that you're already a TikTok user and you're really thinking more strategically. So let's get into some meat. Let's kind of like next level it up now that we got some of the basics out of the way. There are 2 ways you can set up your account. You can set it up a pro way, or you can set up a personal way. The greatest thing about TikTok is you can switch. Okay. So if you've already done the business way, you can switch it. You can switch it to a personal. If you have a personal page, you can switch it to a business. But there's some pros and cons to both. So let's talk about it. The pro account, which is like your business account, you can do real-time performance tracking and stats. And this means like geo stats and demographic stats, kind of like things you would see if you were to pull stats on your Instagram ads. You can't do that on a personal account. So if I had a personal account, I can see how many people viewed my video. I can see how many people shared it, how many people saved it, how many people commented on it. But that's it. I can't see that 50,000 people between 18 and 20 in London watched it. That's only stuff you can get with a pro account. You could also partner with influencers. Influencers is a big thing on TikTok. It's kind of like the new commercial, right? It's the new way to really get your name out there, but you can't do that unless you have a pro account. You also can't run ads. And so if you want to do ads on TikTok, you have to have a pro and business account. You can monetize content if you have over 10,000 followers. So that's something I could do now. I've chosen not to because pretty much all the experts out there say, if you're just a regular person creating content, as soon as you switch over to a business account, your views drop because TikTok loves like small creators right now that aren't in it for the money. That might change over time because TikTok changes so quick, but that is something you can do where everything essentially goes into a creator fund, ad spend, views, that kind of thing. And then they distribute that money to all their different, creator fund people, anyone who has a pro account based on how many views they had on their videos and stuff like that. The biggest con to a pro account is that you can't use trending audio. And we're going to get into that because trending audio is the best way to go viral on TikTok. You can't use their audio library if you have a pro account. You have to pay for it or you have to use another like royalty-free music account. Listen, if I'm a school, if I'm you, if I don't have an account and I'm just a school that wants to get in the game, I would set up a personal account if I'm you. Because this way you have access to all the trending music audio. It's going to be easier for you to go viral with no followers. And so I always recommend schools to set up a personal account to start. But Jen, that means I can't do ads. That's correct. And quite frankly, your ads aren't going to be great anyway, especially if you're not a regular TikTok user and don't understand it. Because the ads you do on Instagram will not work on TikTok. TikTok ads have to be very specific to what's trending on TikTok. It's also why I don't encourage you to, if you work with an outside marketing vendor, great. I don't encourage you to sign up TikTok ads with them because then they're going to be creating it. And that is the worst idea. I know a school that's doing that. And I looked into the cost per lead and it's like $500 for their cost per lead. They're getting lots of views, but they're not getting lots of leads. And so it can be good for some people, but you have to really understand TikTok. And I wanted to make this a lot more basic for newer users because there's not a lot of schools using it. And so I would say, go ahead and just make it a personal account. And here's the really good news about TikTok. It is set up for you to go viral. It is. It's set up for you to go viral organically. So why would you waste money on ads? Again, you can go viral organically, which is free. It's zero cost. Why, like, do that. You can even have a landing page in your bio. I know a school in Texas and they are going, and I have examples of some of their content in here. They're going so viral all the time organically. They haven't spent a dime on ads on TikTok, but they decreased their digital marketing budget by 40% last year because they had so many leads on TikTok that they paid $0 for. It was just a landing page in their bio. And again, they've had some videos get 5-6 million views. So this can happen for you. It's completely free. Let's talk about a few keys to success. And then I'm going to break down some of these specifically. Some of these you might already know, but I know there's some beginners on here, so I wanted to make sure I touched on them. Trending audio and challenges. This is the best way to go viral. Again, I have examples I'm going to show on the next slides, so I'm going to quickly go past that one. Stitch and duet. What these mean is that you are using other people's content to go further, to get more views. So a stitch is someone might ask a question or there might be some huge viral video going. You can take a slice of their video and then you can finish the video. So sometimes people might say, what's the greatest hack? Or what is the greatest hack to cleaning a dishwasher? And then you would take that part and then stitch it with you actually cleaning a dishwasher. That's a terrible example, but that's essentially what it means. You take a portion of someone's video and you finish it. That's a stitch. A duet is when you take someone's entire video and you react next to it. Okay. So their video is next to you. And sometimes people do this musically, right? Like they are just playing the piano and they're like, duet this and sing along, and they'll have the words on the screen. So you'll duet it and you'll sing while they're still playing the piano. Or a lot of times what I love, especially in schools, is let's say you're a welding school and there is a welder who's going viral doing like little welding hacks and he's doing his job. You can duet yourself next to him, just reacting. You can have like an educator live reacting to it with words on the screen, or you can be talking over it. Like, yeah, like you can get trained for that very thing right here, you know, whatever it is. So that's basically what stitch and duets are. You want to do that with videos that are already going viral, that already have millions or hundreds of thousands of views. Just jump on that train. It's going to be easier for you to go viral. The third point is be authentic. I think this is why TikTok has been so great for me personally. I was never great at Instagram. I mean, I have an Instagram and I post regularly, but Instagram is for filters and models. And like, that's kind of how, you know, you go viral. You have a really pretty aesthetic and you go to their page and everything's pink or everything's brown. And, you know, again, the filters, it's just very fake to me. And that was never me. I'm a very like in the moment kind of authentic person. And I think that's why TikTok, I've done well on it personally, is I can just pick up a phone and make a video on a whim and post it. That's what TikTok wants. You don't need anything overly produced. You don't need a script. You don't need 10 takes. You need one take only. And so if you have people that are quick on their feet or have an idea, you want it to be even messed up or in the moment. That's what people want. You cannot have it. Again, don't hire a videographer. And this is why I don't like people that take their Instagram content, their ads or whatever it is, that's overly edited and putting it on TikTok. It's just usually not going to resonate with people. The fourth thing I wanted to put on here for a couple of keys to success is your audience engagement. So Duolingo, this is an older video, but it really explains well about the comments. Comments, comments, comments. I cannot stress this enough. If you were on TikTok as a school and you are posting, great. But what you should be doing is you should be commenting on other videos, viral videos, or even things that you think will go viral. Comment on them because people will go back to your page. I'm going to show you guys.
I think we all need to take a moment to recognize that this green bird right here from Duolingo is absolutely running the brand game on TikTok. And they excel as a brand simply because they're not trying to market to you. They're not pushing a product or service onto us. They're simply integrating their service into trends that are already happening on TikTok. Plus, they've learned to harness one of the most iconic parts about brands being on TikTok, which is the comments they leave. I said it before and I'll say it again. People do not want to be marketed to here on TikTok. Just have fun, learn how to make fun of yourself as a brand, and the people will come to you.
All right. Hopefully that summed everything up that I just said and probably better. Let's talk about trending sounds. It's the best way to go viral. I love trending sounds. Trending sounds are so funny. And it's how schools that I follow on TikTok that are blowing up, that are doing well, it's usually when they use trending sounds. So pay attention to this part. A, you have to know what's trending. Okay, so this means you can't take something that was trending last year audio-wise and then jump on the train. You are super desperado. Don't do that. You have to know what's trending now. And the thing is, things can be trending today and they'll be out tomorrow. And then sometimes like the corn kid, if you don't know what that is, I don't know, Google it, get on TikTok. The corn kid first went viral on TikTok and then there was a song made with it. And that was viral for a really, really long time. For literally probably 2 or 3 weeks, there are still videos with that audio and it's working, but it's starting to die. So next month, this is why I hate when schools are like, let's make a social media calendar for the next 6 months. And let's map out our TikTok posts. No, Because if you map out Corn Kid next month, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. You should have done that in August. And so you have to know what's trending and you have to jump on it right away before it's too late, because you're going to look really stupid as a company. Then you want to somehow take what's trending and relate it to your school. Okay. So you're just not jumping on an audio trend and calling it a day. You are jumping on an audio trend and trying to figure out, how is this going to work in my school? Here's what I suggest. Take an audio trend, get all your students together for like a Monday meeting or something like that. Show them three audios that are trending right now and say, get in groups of four or just whatever, and come up with a video using one of these three. We're going to post them. Whoever gets the most views wins something. I don't know. This is how you can get your students, you know, using their phones, doing it for you. I know that to me is a really big question schools have, like, okay, I get it now. I want to be on TikTok, but like, I don't have time to create this content. Use your students. You probably don't even have to explain how to do it. They just naturally will know how to do it. So I would really love schools to start utilizing their own staff and their students to make these videos. Here's an example. And this is, don't use this audio because this is from a few months ago when it was trending. But here's an example of a trending audio, happened to be from this Netflix show. And I'm going to show you different ways you can use it.
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
A lot of people grabbed that audio and they try to make it relate to their industry. So here's a guy that was able to use it. This had like a million views. When your dogs bark to go outside during a one-on-one with your boss.
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
Super relatable, had nothing to do with the original video, which came from Inventing Anna, but he found a way to make that relevant to people who have dogs and they work remotely. Like, we get that. Now I'm going to show you how a school used it. This happens to be a school. I love their TikTok. And if you want to find a school that's doing it right, it's them. It's T-Spa Georgetown.
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
So when the time clock is broken, which is, again, something that people really, this is relatable to beauty school students. And so that's how you grab a trending audio and you think, how can we make this somehow relate to our program, to our products, you know, to our teachers, whatever it is. So in the school, when you're creating content, I want you to entertain your audience. Okay. So I want you to find relatable content that matches the trending audio. You can also teach something. Okay. We want to entertain, but we can also teach. So I happen to work with beauty schools. I'm the executive. I probably should have done an intro. I'm just like, blah, 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 let's get right into it. But I already had a little bit of an intro of who I am, but I'm the executive director of Beauty Schools Marketing Group. So we work with beauty schools to get them more leads, in a nutshell. That's what we do. But for years, I was a consultant in the higher ed space. So I do know a lot of you guys on this call. But basically what you want to do is you want to teach your audience something, but you have to make it about them, right? So really, this is why beauty schools do well, because hair and makeup and skincare, that type of stuff is always trending on TikTok. And so it's really easy for a beauty school to jump in on that trend, depending on what your program is. And so, you know, if you have a nursing program, you could really do anything about healthcare. Like, these are three ways to protect your heart, or, you know, whatever it is. People love anything that teaches them something. But it's got to be on your delivery, how well you're delivering it. And again, being authentic and maybe adding a popular audio, a popular song behind it. I'm also fine with schools showing off their school. You know, you can't make everything funny and entertaining. I think you can sprinkle stuff in about specifically your school and the events you have, but that can't be your entire content. Okay, let's talk about going viral. People always ask me, okay, I don't understand why I'm going viral. Like, I feel like my content is really good. I feel like it's entertaining. Why aren't I going viral? Let's talk about this. People think it's likes and comments. If I have tons of likes and comments, that's how I'm going to go viral. It's actually not. So that adds to it. It's probably a few percentage points, but what TikTok wants is for people to watch your whole video. And so this is why I don't like when people have really long videos. No one wants to watch that. There's a bar at the bottom so you can see how far into a video you are. It's like a progress bar of each video. So if yours is going really, really slow and you only have it's telling me your video is super long. It doesn't tell me it's 10 minutes on TikTok, but it tells me it's long when your progress bar is going really slow. If I see that, I'm going to skip right past it. And it's not just me. This is TikTok users in general. They don't want to watch super long videos. And so this is why recommended time, if I'm you, make it under a minute, unless it's very entertaining. It's all about the hook. Cannot stress this enough. It's all about the hook. This is how you go viral on TikTok. You want people to watch your video, the whole video. But no one's going to watch your entire video unless you have a really good hook. You have to give people a reason to watch your video. Okay. So you do this by hooking them within 3 seconds. This is why you're not losing weight. I had a video that did that and it went viral almost immediately. Or I think my very first viral video ever was, do you want to know how to lose weight and not work out? I think now it's up to over 1 million views, but this was in 2020 when there weren't as many people on TikTok. There were starting to be. That was one of my first videos and overnight it went viral because it was the hook. And I didn't even realize what I was doing. That's usually how I talk anyway. Sometimes this comes naturally to people. Sometimes it doesn't. But what you don't want is, okay, guys, this is a really good tip. You're going to want to listen to this. So here's the deal. Oh my gosh, forget you. Like she can't tell a story. Like that's going to take me all day. You got to be quick on TikTok. You know, it's the attention span. So, you know, you want to have words on a screen and you just want to give people a reason to watch. Numbers are good. These are 3 ways you can lose 10 pounds by Christmas. That is a great hook. I know there's like a beginning, middle, and end. I know that she's going to only have 3 points and then I'm done. And really quickly, she's told me about how quick I can do this. So that is a good hook. Why is nobody talking about A, B, and C? You fill in the blanks. That's a great hook. I wish I had known about this hair hack sooner for curly hair in humidity. I mean, if I came across that, I'd be all about it. So these are things we need to be thinking about when we're creating content is, the most important part is the first 3 seconds. I cannot stress that enough. This means, although you need to be authentic and in the moment, you really need to think about those first 3 seconds. You may need to script them. You need to know this is what I'm going to say. Hooks are the most important thing because it's going to make people watch your entire video. Here's more hooks for you guys. This is the biggest mistake people make when going to the doctor and giving blood or, you know, just whatever it is. Again, make it relatable to whatever your career is. If you're a dental school, I have seen so many dental offices on TikTok going viral. I know it's crazy, but they literally just give tips. I'm like, these are the biggest mistakes people make when flossing. People are brushing their teeth wrong. Little things like that. You're like, oh God, what if I am? How embarrassing. So things like that are going to get people to watch your content. The numbers. These are 5 things I wish I knew before I started school. These are 3 things I wish I knew before I took out a student loan. Whatever it is, you need to have. Sometimes the numbers really help people because again, they know there's a beginning, middle, and end. I'm telling you, if you're not doing this, you're missing out. That's a great hook because people have FOMO. It's real. And they're going to want to pay attention to what you're about to say. Another way to go viral is to be controversial. So I love when people have strong opinions. I also love when people don't give like the whole truth about things. So when I talked about that, one of my first videos that went viral, that was on how to lose weight without even trying or without working out. I forget exactly what my hook was. My hack was water. So if you know me at all, you know, I'm a water freak. I drink, about 150 ounces of water a day, which equates to like 9 to 10 of these a day. I drink a lot of water, and I quickly found out 5 years ago that if you just drink a lot of water, a lot of fat comes off your body. It's how you can maintain weight and kind of eat terribly. I mean, I don't eat awful, but oh, look, we got someone drinking right now. There you go. We told you about that. And there you go. Immediately. I'm thirsty. That's how water works. I love water. And here's what I said in that video, that fat comes off your body two ways. You sweat it out or you pee it out. And that's why you should drink water. That's actually untrue. That's two of the three ways. The third way that fat comes off your body is breathing. I knew that. But I had a feeling if I said it this way, it would go viral. And it did, because all the comments were like, you idiot, you also breathe it out. I'm like, yes, I love it. Call me an idiot. This is getting me more views. I'm getting thousands of people commenting on this video, which again, helped the algorithm go up. And then a lot of people saying like, you know, this checks out, thanks for the tip, all that stuff. So if you can just say things that are like half truths to get people in your comments, that is always helpful. I'm going to give you an example about this in a minute as well. So when you are creating a video, you want to have your page aesthetically be easy for people to find content. And so what you should do is, no matter what your video is about, you should have a cover. Okay. That's like what this voice coach here has. Hers is white block with black lettering. You can actually create these on TikTok, and you can make them different colors, which you can brand them to your school color, all that kind of thing. You don't want it showing throughout the whole video, because what you want to do is have auto captions come up, which is another feature on TikTok. You can just hit add auto captions and they will caption your entire video for you and put that up for you, which is great, because a lot of people watch videos, you know, with the sound down because they're at work or they're around their kids. But what you can do is you can have the cover, and then you can only have it show for the first second of your video. You can change the duration. So I would create a cover. I would have it just show for 1 second. But the point is not for that video to be on the For You page with the cover. The point is, someone liked your content. They went to your profile, which happens all the time. And now you literally have a directory here for them, a gallery of all the different videos that you've created. And if they click on it, exactly what it's about. And so covers are not for the For You page quickly scrolling by. Covers are for people to go back to your page and find your content later. Another thing you should do is you should pin. And so you can pin, you hold it down, you hit pin video. You can pin three videos on your profile. You should be pinning your three most viewed. And this, by the way, is really how you can measure success on TikTok. Some people will say it's the comments or the likes. It's not. That's like an Instagram thing. On TikTok, it's your views, kind of like YouTube. And so TikTok will display how many views a video had when you go to that profile. And so I would always pin, if I'm you, my top three most viewed videos. These are the best times to post on TikTok. And I'm sure next year it'll change. The asterisk says that is the best, like hands down, the best time to post on TikTok in your current time zone. So TikTok knows where you're located, and they're first going to show your video to a select group of people, usually in your area. If it is watched all the way through and you get some engagement on it, then they show it to a larger group of people. If the same thing happens, then they show it to more and more and more. If it doesn't do well on those first two, it's probably not going to do well at all. That's generally how TikTok works. A couple months ago, if you didn't go viral in the first hour, you kind of knew like this video is probably not going to pick up. Today, it's more like 4 to 6 hours. Okay. And I think that's just because TikTok has so much more content being uploaded to it. That again is something new that has changed to TikTok. If you've been in my class before, and I presented portions of this at some events this year, you will have seen this. But it's a great example because it shows all the things I talked about. So sometimes I just feel uncomfortable sharing other people's content because I'm like, I don't know if I have permission. I don't know if they would want me to do that, but I'm going to show you mine because this went viral. It's up to almost 6 million views. And I will show you how I did it and specific things I did. I'm in my house the night before I'm doing my next level TikTok webinar for my company, for Beauty School's marketing group. And we do monthly webinars. They're great, by the way. I love our webinar series we have. I actually had Shane from Enrollment Resources on my last one as my guest. And so for this one, the night before, I was like, okay, I'd written all the content. I had all my research. I thought, what if I just tried it? What if I just did exactly these things just for fun and see if it blows up? And it did. I woke up the next morning to 200,000 views. And that just over the month, like grew to millions. And so it was one take only. It was very in the moment, but I was making my husband cupcakes because he had been out of town and he loves cupcakes. He loves vanilla cupcakes with chocolate icing. And so here's my video. And then we're going to talk about why it went viral.
In case you didn't know, you're not supposed to just take it out of the tub and put it directly on a cake. You're actually supposed to whip it. Let me show you. Do you see the difference? Seriously, life-changing. It even tells you stir frosting before using. Guys, I had no idea.
Okay, let's talk about this, why this went viral. It had a great hook. I mean, I'm holding icing and it says, you've been doing this wrong. Where is this going to go? That's what people want to know. It was educational. You learn something watching that video. It had tons and tons. It had thousands of saves. People saved to this day. I literally logged into TikTok today. I made this video months ago and it's still getting saves. Thirdly, it was super controversial. You would not believe the amount of people up in my comments. Okay. The reason it's controversial is because who is this girl who can afford a KitchenAid that's buying dollar Duncan Hines icing? People were being so rude about that. Another thing is that it said on the package to stir it. Well, I whipped it. Stirring and whipping isn't the same. She's stupid. Couldn't she just grab a knife? Like, people were coming for me in the comments. What you can do on TikTok, if you're a creator, is you can pin a comment to the top. I always pin a controversial one. I mean, haters gonna hate. I'm not gonna pin the one that loves me. I'm always gonna pin someone that says something rude because then other people will come at that person for me. That's just what I do. That's what some people do. I think it's a really great tactic. And so it was very controversial and it helped it get more reach. Duncan Hines themselves reached out to me after this video. Because it had so many views and they just thought it was hilarious that so many people like took it a negative way. The fourth thing I did was I posted it at 9 PM. And then it was also not rehearsed. It was just off the cuff. I honestly didn't even think about what I was going to say. I literally just grabbed my phone last second. And my first take was the take. And again, authentic in the moment. So that is basically my best practices for you on how you can go viral and how you can use what the algorithm is treating today and rewarding and use it for your school. Before we get to questions, here's my info. There's my email. There's my phone number. And I always tell people to add me on LinkedIn because I'm very active on there. Pretty much daily, I add marketing and admissions tips. So I would love to connect with you guys on there. Please feel free to ask questions. And I don't know how you guys usually do it. The chat, the Q&A?
Yeah. The chat is perfect. I reviewed all the questions that everybody sent previously and you did answer them all.
Oh, good.
Yeah. If there is any further clarification, I know people had some specific things about what exactly should I post for my school? And there was one, how do I enroll? But I think it goes back to that point of having that content on your landing page.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly. You want to have a landing page linked in the bio of your profile where you can capture leads.
Perfect. I do have a question coming in. This recording will be available, right? Absolutely. We are going to send you the recording and Jen's information in an email, probably a couple of days after this mastermind. Okay. Anything else? I love the example that you gave, and you just really drilled it down about why your TikTok worked well. Does anyone have any specific questions about posting for the first time as a school? I'm getting a lot of thank you so much, awesome information.
Good. I love when things are helpful to people. So I always try to give you meaty things, you know? So hopefully you guys learned some good stuff in there and you can get posting. And tell me your handles so I can follow you guys.
We have a question coming.
Okay.
right during this thing, I used to have TikTok, but I downloaded it right away again. And I'm so interested just to, go back and look at it.
I love finding what type of algorithm people are on. I was at a conference last month and someone is like, TikTok is trash. It's nothing but strippers. And I was like, okay, that's a reflection on you, not on TikTok. Like, you are engaging in that type of content. I'm not on stripper talk. I don't know what you're on.
Okay, here we go. How often should I post if there's not much content for others to refer back to? Should I post daily to have content? And she's comparing it to IG.
Yeah. That's a really hard question to answer. I want you to post as much as you can. Gary Vaynerchuk, who I love, I don't know if you guys know who Gary V is, but you know, he's one of the top marketers in the country. He says that small creators should be creating 4 videos a day. I think that's a lot for a school to expect. He always says 4 videos a day. So if you can do 4 a day, great. I think a good goal is a few a week. But I think you should be posting every day on comments. I don't think there's a day that should go by where you're not finding, like, search your hashtags, search hashtags within your industry, find that stuff and make comments on it. But I just don't think it's realistic for schools to post 4 times a day. So a few times a week, I think is better, but that's a good question.
Would it come off as spammy if you're sharing more than 2 a day as a school?
No.
I like the comment idea.
Yeah. That is a question from someone who's an Instagram user. Yes, it can be very spammy on Facebook and on Instagram, but on TikTok, it's not, because they're showing your videos to different people. It's strangers, and there's millions, now over 1 billion people on TikTok, and they're constantly sending it again to different people. So it's not spammy, because it's not going to go, different eyes are going to see it every time. Another thing you can do, if you have a video that blows up, Gary V and anyone else who's an expert will tell you to redo that video. Do it again with a different hook. Or if you have a really, really good video, redo it with a different hook to see if it gets more views. Put out the same video, different hooks at the beginning. There's nothing wrong with that for TikTok. How witty and funny should we be in comments without coming across the wrong way? Any tips for that? You should be witty and funny and sarcastic. And if your director has a problem with that, you should just tell them that's what TikTok wants. I love when schools have personality and can be funny. The NFL is really good at this. I mean, even ESPN is really good at this. Like, if you follow any of the sports leagues, oh my gosh, one of my favorite ones, y'all, one of my favorite TikToks that blew up was the PGA. And PGA is having a hard time. I love golf. You know, they're now going against LIV and it is like war right now. Okay. And so what the PGA did was, when Kim and Pete broke up, they went around and asked the PGA guys, Kim and Pete broke up last night, what do you think? And all these guys were like, who the hell cares? I don't care about that. It was hysterical. They just went to all these golfers like they were TMZ. That is smart. That is funny. Doing stuff like that, it doesn't just have to be related to your school. Another thing that lots of businesses are doing now, and you can do this, y'all, for sure, for sure you can do this with your Gen Z. Ask them millennial, Gen X, boomer types of questions and see if they know what it means. Or say, stop, finish the lyric after stop. And for some, it's stop, collaborate, and listen. For the older people, it's stop in the name of love. For some other people, it's stop right now, thank you very much, by the Spice Girls. That type of thing is really funny and it's engaging. And if I'm you, I would use your Gen Zers in your school and ask them that, you know, those types of questions.
Perfect. And we've got another question about how can it help with enrollment while it's mainly for entertainment?
It doesn't necessarily help with enrollment. It is brand awareness and people trust you if they see your brand a lot. You're going to be top of mind. And if someone is wanting to go to school for whatever you offer, you're going to be the first one they think of because you're out there creating really relevant content. Also, if your lead that comes into the system organically, you know, back in the day, people used to say, follow me on Instagram, make sure you're following us on Facebook. Well, now we should be saying you should check out our TikTok channel. And when they go to your TikTok channel and see that you're relevant, you're witty, you're educational, it is another reason to attend your school. And then another reason it's good for your enrollment is that you can get free leads. I mean, I mentioned that school in Texas, that's a true story. It's the T-Spa Georgetown, and they're getting tons of leads because they're creating relevant stuff on TikTok. So yeah, it's definitely not as Google ad-ish, you know, direct ROI, but it's so good for your brand to stay relevant.
Awesome. Any last minute questions before we wrap up and close?
Someone did ask examples of schools to follow on TikTok. Yeah. And I would, again, T-Spa Georgetown is I think the best. I follow lots of schools on TikTok. I would love to add more to my list. I just don't have them. I feel like a lot of schools are doing TikTok poorly. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying to be rude. I mean, there's a lot of schools that are killing it on Instagram and they are failing on TikTok because they don't get it. Or they have a director at the top who is not approving things. No, we can't do that. No. Like, they're not fun. They're a buzzkill and they don't get TikTok. So honestly, if you're not going to be great on TikTok, you know, if you're not going to be able to create that content, your boss isn't going to let you, it's probably not the best platform for you.
Perfect. Can we put in a couple of examples in the email when we send the recording?
Yeah. I'm going to give you guys their handle to follow. Cause I think to me, they're going to be in the PDF that you guys attach. There's a screenshot of their handle. So and I talked to their marketing director, they're the best example of what I've seen on TikTok, for schools. I have a lot that aren't great, but I'm not going to share those.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we are nearing the end of our client mastermind. I'd like to thank Jen Lyles for all the amazing information. I loved it. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for sharing all this amazing information. Again, we'll be sending out the recording, some handles to follow, and everyone saying, thank you, Jen.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you for coming live. I know a lot of people sign up for webinars so they can watch it later, but I love when they show up live because I love to answer questions and get real-time feedback. So thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me, Enrollment Resource.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds really great. So everyone enjoy the rest of your day and thanks again for joining us.
Bye.
Okay,
bye. Thank you so much, Jen.